Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, the GM of the Pittsburgh Penguins, your former GM down in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Did he draft you in Hartford?
Yes.
Wow.
First draft pick, I believe.
Here's Jim Rutherford. How you doing, Jim?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Okay. Is that true that the first draft pick you ever made as the GM of the Hartford Whalers was Jeff O'Neill?
Yeah, as an NHL GM, he was my first pick.
Any buyer's remorse now that you look back on it, or what?
Not a bit. No. Not a bit.
There you go.
No. He was a terrific player for us.
What was that scouting report like? Do you remember that? That's going back to, what, 94 or 95?
I think it was 94 in Hartford.
I remember that he came into the OHL really young and how well he did there. I remember that. I mean, we're going back a long ways here now. There's been a lot of players pass through me since that time. But, I'm not sure if I got this right, but I think it was fourth or fifth overall. And he was coming out of junior as a great junior.
There you go. Fifth overall back in 94, I believe it was.
Exactly. How do you notice a difference nowadays, Jimmy, with different guys coming up? Is, your advice to them stepping into that? It seems like back when I got drafted, it was like if you didn't make it your first couple of years, you were almost declared somewhat of a bust. How has that changed with dealing with young players?
I don't know anymore because I never keep my first round pick, so I don't get to deal with them. It's win right now. It's not build for the future, but I don't know. I mean, I guess in some ways it's different with young players than it was then. I mean, the guys that come now, they have so many resources to be more prepared to come in and play, and seems like more and more guys are ready, physically and mentally, and all the people that are around them to tell them what to do to help them out. So the times have certainly changed as to the resources that these young people get compared to those days.
Well, a couple of those picks were used on the Kessel trade a few years ago, and it certainly worked out well for you guys, back-to-back cups, and Phil played a big role in that. You know, conversely, here in Toronto, because of his contract and where the team was going, they kind of had to get out from under Phil, and it's all worked out for the Leafs. But as you look back on those two cups, do you think you would have got both of them without Phil Kessel?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of guys played big roles in those cups, but Phil's an impact player. There's times where, he could win games by himself, by his big plays or his goals, and even last year we didn't win the cup. He got 90 some points. He's been very good for us since he came to Pittsburgh, and as you said, that was a deal that worked out for both sides, because if I'm right, I believe with our draft pick the Leafs got Anderson, and of course they've got Kapanen, so it's helped them, and it certainly helped us to win the cups.
Yeah, it's worked out for both organizations. And when you take a look at Phil, I mean, we know exactly what he's like on the ice and what he's able to produce. And seems like a unique personality. And the city of Pittsburgh, the guys in the dress room seem to have embraced and almost had some fun with what he's like. Has he become a popular player, or is he very popular within the room and in the community?
Yeah, he's popular on our team. He's popular in Pittsburgh. The fans love him. He's a terrific guy. As you say, he's a little bit unique in a sense. And maybe people that don't know him maybe a little bit misunderstood. But we're very happy that we have him in Pittsburgh. And he's off to a good start again this year.
With Jim Rutherford, GM of the Pens, you guys with a big win last night, 3-0 over the Leafs. And the Leafs, everyone knows that they've been racking up a ton of goals, and we've been talking about it all afternoon. I thought your team did a brilliant job of just checking them right out of the rink. They just smothered them all night. How has it been in terms of your team kind of growing? They've got that type of firepower, but watching them perform the way they did last night, is that more gratifying in a way, seeing them shut out a powerhouse offensive team like the Leafs?
quite frankly, we're off to a similar start than what we've done the last 5 years. We usually start slow the first 4 to 6 weeks, and then we get going. And we haven't played a complete game up until last night's game. And but that's the best game the Penguins have played all year. We were focused from the drop of the puck, and we knew what the task was. We knew how good the Leafs are and that they can score. And we played the type of game we had to play to win.
Jimmy, you guys are in Edmonton on Tuesday. How does that schedule work out? Stay here, back to Pittsburgh? How's that work out?
No, we're staying here. We're in Toronto. We'll go to Banff for the next couple of days, Saturday and Sunday, and practice, get used to the time change, and then into Edmonton, get ready for Tuesday's game.
Hmm. That is my kind of schedule.
Some team bonding. I like that.
Sorry, we didn't have the resources in Hartford to take those trips.
Yeah,
sorry.
I know. I'm really sad to hear that, but good luck with it.
That is a green light special. A big win in Toronto, and then you stick around in the city. I would think potentially they had some fun last night. Who knows? Well, enjoy that trip and the rest of the season, and congrats on the win last night. We always appreciate you doing this for us.
Okay, guys. Good to be with you.
There's Jim Rutherford, the GM of the Pittsburgh Penguins.